For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is McKenna Deering, a sophomore defender out of South St. Paul, Minnesota. And Mac, you had a great weekend last weekend on the ice. I know Coach and I talked about it in postgame, and we both agreed. Probably your best weekend of the year. Did you feel pretty good out there?
Yeah, I thought it was definitely a good weekend for me. I think it helped playing against one of my former teammates, Lily Ramirez. It was fun to be able to have that opportunity to play against her, and I think our battle against each other just was what helped me have a good weekend. My sister after the game shot me a text and said that she thought it was my best weekend too so far this year, so I thought it was a good one, and hopefully it continues.
I actually was going to ask you about Lily. I saw you taking pictures together after Saturday's game. How neat is it to be able to play against a fellow former teammate from South St. Paul, and are there any others that are playing in our league?
Yeah, me and Lily were D partners since, I don't even know when, 7th grade, maybe 8th grade. We were super close all of high school, still are super close. She's one of my best friends. It was weird at center faceoff looking up and seeing her across, straight across from me, but it was super fun. I remember we went into the corner with each other, and it was just like kind of a little giggle because it was like our first time, but it was awesome. Her grandparents were here. My grandparents were here, and like our families are super close. So it's a great opportunity. We're the only two in our league from South St. Paul. So
I would have thought there'd be a lot more than than just you two, but how cool.
I think there's opportunity for some more. So
yeah, good, good. How much do you think you've grown since your freshman year as far as a player here?
Yeah, I think last year, obviously coming in as a freshman, you're nervous. You have the nerves in you. Confidence has definitely gone up. I think it still can improve always. Everything can always improve. But I think this past weekend, like I said, was something that was good, and hopefully it continues. But, yeah, it's been good.
What was your off-season preparation for this year look like? What was it like getting ready for this season? What did you do?
Yeah, so I work hockey camps all summer. Palmquist Camp, he was my high school coach. He does his summer camp for South St. Paul, so I always work that. That keeps me on the ice, which is nice. Don't have to go find ice, like, opens because we don't have a lot of that. Obviously, our lifting program that John gives us, we do that. I do that. My coaches from high school actually let me use the gym at our rink and at our high school. So they help out a lot to find resources for that. But I also worked a hockey camp in Breezy Point. So just trying to stay on the ice and get the lifts in.
It definitely shows. Mac, who inspired you to play hockey?
Oh, man. I mean, I know my dad played, so I would say maybe my dad, but I really think it would be my sisters. Both my sisters played, and I think watching them play made me want to play and grow up to be like them, and we actually all three played together my 7th grade year, so I would definitely say my sisters. I've always looked up to them, and we always make a joke. My dad coached both my sisters, and he never coached me, so we always say maybe that's the reason that they didn't play college hockey, but yeah, I would say my sisters.
Your dad's going to see this, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've talked about it before. He mentioned it in my sister's, like, at my sister's wedding, too. So we joke about it quite a bit.
Well, you have an interesting connection to Bemidji State. Mm-hmm. I saw in your bio, your aunt, Tamara Newton, played in the early years of BSU women's hockey and soccer. Mm-hmm. How cool is it to kind of follow in her footsteps?
Yeah, it's super cool. She loves it that I'm here, I know. And I think it's huge to see her for her to see me here doing what she was here doing, and she is one of my biggest supporters and loves to watch me, so it's awesome.
Is she one of the reasons why you came to BSU, or what else brought you here?
Yeah, I think she was. I remember when I found out that Bemidji, like, was interested in me, I was like, oh, wow, that's super interesting. Like, that's where my aunt went to school, so it definitely had a factor because I had a relation to it. But I think overall the atmosphere, the coaches made me feel really welcomed, and they just felt like family, felt like home, and I've always grown up being outdoorsy, and being on the lake is awesome, so...
Well, you're not only a hockey player, you're also a student here at BSU. What's your major?
I actually just switched. I'm doing sports management with a minor in business. So, yeah, I was physical education, health education, but I just didn't want to be just in strictly education. I would love to maybe teach, but wasn't 100% sure, so I wanted something more broad.
Awesome. You're playing St. Cloud State this weekend. What do you expect to see out of the Huskies?
They're going to be a good team. I mean, they brought Wisconsin into overtime. They kept the Gophers close. I think it's definitely going to be a battle. It's not going to be easy whatsoever. I think we can take it to them. If we come and play like we did against the Gophers, I think it was Friday. I don't know. I thought we came out really hard against them. If we come out and play Beaver hockey, I think we'll be fine. But we got to put the puck in the back of the net. As simple as that. I mean, we got to start simple. So,
well, good luck this weekend, Mac. We'll see you on the ice.
Perfect. Thank you.